the Thinker. Rodin's most famous sculpture is, without doubt, the Thinker. Said to be an image of the poet Dante, this male figure sits on a pedestal, absorbed in thought, with his right elbow resting on his left knee. Although a somewhat unnatural posture, it accentuates the muscles of the right shoulder and back. The statue radiates a sense of movement, not usually associated with a stationary activity like thinking. Here lies Rodin's genius. The Thinker sits on the tympanum of the gates of hell, looking down upon the sinners being punished for their misdeeds, perhaps contemplating the human condition. The 63-centimeter figure on the portal was duplicated in two standalone statues, one 30 centimeters tall and the other enlarged to 183 centimeters. The large figure shown in this hall is one of 21 casts that exist around the world. It is exceptionally well conserved because it has never been exhibited in the open air. The Thinker also occupied a special place in Rodin's heart. Before he died, he instructed that the statue adorn his grave. The famous Japanese sculptor Morie Ogiwara, father of modern Japanese sculpture, was first inspired to take up sculpture after seeing the Thinker at a Paris salon.